You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Art of Craftsmanship podcast. My name is Dustin O'Hara, and I'm here with my brother and co-host Devin.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, Devin. All right, what do you have for us this beautiful evening?
Always rise to an early meal, but eat your fill before a feast. If you're hungry, you have no time to talk at the table.
Okay.
That apparently is from the Have 'Em All, or the Book of Viking Wisdom.
Ah, the Book of Viking Wisdom.
This is the Have 'Em All.
Have 'Em All. Is that what they're like? Their motto: Have 'Em All.
Have 'Em All. Gotta
have the women all. And the jewels and the Pokey coin and
Viking. Catch 'em all. That's how the original Pokemon was actually about Vikings.
Gotta have 'em all. Who was it? Someone commented on my post from yesterday. Let me look. I think it was the comments. View all. Trasher Trucker, is that his? Yeah, Trashy Trucker Media. Mm. Oh, wait, no, not him. Sorry. He was one of the people who commented. Oh, Drunken Bladesmith. He said, hiding the women and the gold at the moment. The pictures of me with all the Viking paint on. Yeah. That's cool. I like that though.
Yeah, like, it's kind of funny. It's just, it shows their importance on like fellowship, like hanging out,
yeah, socializing,
like,
yeah, it's
like the... don't come real hungry. Yeah, like the point is to, if you're hungry, you have no time to talk at the table.
Yeah. I like that. That's good. Yeah, that's There's nothing like a good
crab feast
or dinner conversation. Yeah, right. I love crabs. They're like my favorite food ever, but a lot of that is because of the conversation that goes along with it. I mean, I also sit down and eat crabs by myself. Mm. But you know, that's a crab feast is that, you know, it's everyone sitting around hanging out at a table, eating crabs, talking, drinking beer. Like, it takes a while. So you're just in the presence of these people for a while. You have good conversations and yeah, man, that's I like that. I love sitting at the middle of a table, you know, like or a round table. Like, I always look for a round table if there's a group of people who can sit at a round table, because then there's like everyone's in the conversation, you know.
How dare you even presume to try to middle?
You can't middle.
No, I think you can middle. You're a good middler. I think we all can middle. Okay.
Yeah. I love middling.
But I will say, if a group of people aren't interesting, I shut down.
Yeah.
Like, if I can't get anything back to them, I stop trying. So that I'm people like, oh, you're quiet. I'm like, well, you're boring. So,
dang. Am I quiet?
You're an idiot.
Like, geez, you're a boring idiot.
It's the last time I tried to talk to him.
He's a real dickhead. Yeah, I was like, quiet.
Well, you're ugly, so you know.
Dang, we both have something.
We all have our things, right?
Mine's quiet, yours is ugly.
Yours is ugly, you stupid looking punch face.
Oh, no, I love, like, you know, we, for years and years, we, my, our brothers and all of us and friends and stuff had friends, pre-Thanksgiving, you know, the day before. Mm-hmm. And that's just a big, like, social, like, there's tons of, like, food and stuff, but it's really just a chance to hang out and everybody's talking and, you know, cause it takes a while to get set up and everyone's there hanging out and eating. And then, you know, you eat for like, what, 20 minutes, but otherwise the other like 2-3 hours everybody's just sitting around or maybe eating more or desserts or hanging out and drinking. And
yeah, I think you need to host since Adrian's not doing it this year, your own friends on the farm.
Yeah,
and then we could have a weekend because you got plenty of space up there and we could do stuff. We could have like a crab feast, we could have bow shooting.
Oh, that would be sweet. Yeah,
that'd be fun.
Yeah, man, I might be down.
You know,
with that.
I mean, you have the room, and
yeah,
it is what it is. Like,
right? Yeah, we got the shop. We can do some stuff. We can do some foraging and
right, shoot some bows and camping, hanging out. The same thing we did at Adrian's place.
Right? Exactly. Do whatever we want to do. Just making food and stuff. I like it. Yeah. And then, you know, everyone pitches in like, I don't know, $20 or something toward food, and then we put it toward like a big crab feast one night and breakfast and stuff. And yeah, that'd be cool. Yeah, I could take that. Nice. All right. Well, maybe we'll look into that. Yeah. Even if we just like, I mean, obviously we'd open up to anybody, but like, you know, there's a lot of Maryland makers, like people around here who could come for like a day or, you know, we got Scott Wiener. We've got, Noah from Smiling Wolf Forge. We got Alex from Outdoor 55. He's right up the road. And we have Chris and Matt. Yeah, right. Matt Harris, everybody out there. And then we got, Matt, can't remember his last name, but he's the one who's RAR Brewing. His son, he's in Maryland. And what's his name? The guy with the long beard, and he has the Obey, like he always has the Obey on his hip.
Yeah, and Dusty Squeak.
I saw him at Renaissance Festival this year, and he gave me one of those little 3D printed Obey holders. So I was like, yes. So there's some good people around here. That'd be fun. People close by.
Do like one day or 2 days, it'd be sweet.
Yeah that'd be cool. Yeah, we should do something like that. That'd be cool.
All right,
so we've been working on over the last week and a half or so, obviously the last whatever 6 weeks or so, or 7 weeks, 2 months or something like that, working on the the Viking Axe challenge video, only because it only took that long just because of, like, you know, spring break, and then you were in the hospital, and then, you know, like, just things kind of add up over time, you know.
So many things for
season. But that's cool. It turned out really good. I'm super happy with it. I like the look of that axe head. I've been thinking about doing a modified axe head for a long time. You know, like, I should just, like, cut one down. Like, because I've done the bushcraft axe heads and stuff, you know, modifying the half hatches. Yeah. But I've had that same idea. Like, I could just modify, you know, a head down. And so it was, like, a perfect opportunity to do that, you know. I was like, well, it's great. I could do something that other people can do, you know, that's not, like, you know, not like forging Damascus and then making a full axe out of it. It's like, oh, let's do this thing. And, you know, like we did the laser etching on the axe head, but you could also not do that. You know, it could be perfectly fine. And even with like the using the file, I like cut in some lines and stuff. That would be cool. Even like if you just do some stuff like that or use the Dremel to grind some designs in. And yeah.
In the video, you specifically say, I almost wish that I didn't do any. I almost wish that I just
did the file work.
Just the file work instead of, I mean, you said you were like, you know, the laser's cool, but this, I'm so happy with this file work. These big, you know, that, but
yeah, nice deep.
So you can just do it. You were ready to do that. All right. So
yeah,
before we go into it, I want to show you three thumbnails that I came up with.
Okay.
We just finished them yesterday. I just finished the editing the video today, like, you know, an hour ago.
Yep.
And then I did some thumbnails for the last hour. And I will do them in order of complexity, maybe? Here.
Okay. All right.
So I'm just going to send it to your messenger.
Okay.
All right. We'll do
I stopped at the liquor store earlier today to pick up some beer, and there was it's like a little sign over one of the tags that said $6.99. So I was like, oh, that's probably like a six pack or something, you know, mm-hmm. one of the good ones down. Mm-hmm. And I look and I flip the tag up, and there was a 12 pack of Devil's Backbone, the Buck Tradition, like IPA pack behind it. So I was like, maybe that's someone put it in the wrong spot. And I flipped the tag up and it was like Devil's Backbone. It said Adventure Pack. So I was like, maybe that's the right thing. Brought up to the front. They scanned it, $6.99 for a 12 pack of IPAs, man. I was like, yeah, it was like seven, whatever, you know. $7.25 with taxes. I was like, man, it can't beat that.
Sometimes the man gets you, sometimes you get the man.
Yeah, right. I was like, man, it's like, what, like a 60 cent beer? Beer for 60 cents?
Good, like, good stuff. You're like, oh, it tastes horrible. It's a real skunk. Can't beat the price.
It's like all those pumpkin beers you get.
Oh, yeah, baby.
All right.
Okay.
So you send it.
Image one.
Okay. Right, so premise it. This, we're like, you're thinking about the different thumbnails. Yeah. So thumbnails for the video, are these for specifically this, for the video, or this is for the voting?
This is for the voting.
Gotcha. So this is, so what Devin is sending me is three different versions of the close-up shot or a thumbnail shot of our axe to go into the voting form.
They could also be thumbnail, I think.
Yeah, right.
This one, to start out with, it's Dustin. He held it up in the sky. We had a bounce board, so it's just up in the air, but it looks good.
Oh, yeah. That looks awesome. There's, like, tons of good light on it.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, yeah, you can see everything really well.
Was holding the axe up with his right hand and holding a bounce board.
Oh, the bounce board. Yeah, right.
So it was,
you can see the dirt under my fingernails.
Yeah, it's brightly lit. I actually just highlighted, like, you know, with the brush and the Lightroom and really darkened up your arm a little bit to make it look a little dirtier. Like, I sharpened it. And like,
oh, nice. Know, so, yeah, yeah, right.
So it looks a little rougher. It was very clean looking.
It's because I jumped in and out of the water a dozen times. So
we can talk about that soon. So that one's cool, pretty simple.
Yeah,
but
that's
but
good. Nice. Yeah, nice and clean image shows well.
All right. Okay. Now we go inside, which I mean, this one's really cool. I mean, they're all
good. Yeah, so this is outside. I'm holding it up against the sky with the tree, like kind of the early spring, like, you know, late winter trees and stuff in the background.
And this is inside on top of fur and a shield, a Viking shield.
Yeah. Ooh, okay, All right, nice. Ooh, yeah, that's nice. Good, like, warm colors to go with the axe, the wood of the axe handle. And
yeah.
The runes go well together. Okay.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. I do like the blade looks good. Like with the black line against the shield. That's cool because it kind of matches the shield.
Yeah.
And all the darkness of the leather. It's kind of cool. Yeah. And yeah, all the detailing, like on the engraving on the head as well as the on the blade and on the handle. They all look really good. Nice and clean. Yeah. I like it.
And actually, I did a little bit of A on that. On the bottom left corner, I took out the workshop desk and added like some dirt floor, almost like a beach almost.
Oh, yeah, know? Yeah, I see that. That's cool.
Some dirt. Just it doesn't pop out, but it's there as if it's like the whole thing's on the ground.
Right, yeah, exactly. Like a dirt floor of a Viking lodge or something, you know?
So I did do that.
Yeah, right on.
All right, now the third option is the most dramatic.
Okay.
But pretty fun. Here we go.
All right, let's see. Whoa. Look at that one. Nice. Pretty. So this one is the same axe, the same shot as the first one, but then with a background of like mountains and it's like a beachy, you know, like a fjords. Yeah, shore. Whoa.
So that one's way more dramatic.
Right.
The blade looks really good in your hand. Like, it looks pretty clean and pretty clear.
Right.
Obviously, I put the background out of focus, so it looks like you could be standing on the, like you just landed.
Right.
About to raid a village.
Yeah.
That one's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool, yeah.
Like, yeah.
Maybe that's the
thumbnail
video,
for the
video thumbnail. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's the most, like, over the top. But yeah, it might be eye catching for the YouTube video thumbnail.
Right. Yeah. That's pretty sweet.
Cool. That was cool. Great. Yeah. I went through like 15 different like backgrounds.
So when really... when you put this in, like, it's pretty cleanly cut around my hand and the axe. So you just like, mm-hmm. what did you do? You just like select something, or does it just do it automatically?
It does automatically. Well, you select what you want, and all I said was remove background, and that's what it did.
Dang.
And then I just, for generative fill, I said, okay, beach with snowy mountains in the background, everything out of focus. That's what I said.
Nice. Jeez.
That's what gave me.
Man, that's so sweet.
Isn't that cool? Awesome.
Yeah, it's great.
It did all the cropping for me and did all the, obviously, put the cool background.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe, like... Maybe we do the more Viking one with the shield for like the video thumbnail, and then we use one of the like this one for the voting. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, only because it's like, it's well, I don't know. I'm just trying to think. Like, you want the because the thumbnail is going to be small and it is horizontal. I went back and saw the thing that was, or actually that was what he said to the Facebook. So not the YouTube competitors, but the people who can. The viewer challenge, you know, because we do the YouTube maker challenge. There's 15 of us who are all competing, and then anyone else who's viewing can also compete and make something and put in a picture, and then all the competitors, the actual YouTube makers, we vote on the ones we like the most, you know, our favorites of the viewers, so they do their own challenge. So the most important part for the thumbnail for anybody for the voting is just that it just shows again well the thing.
Yeah.
Right, because it's not really about the picture. It's just to remind them of what they saw.
It's your best, clearest look at what you've made.
Right, yeah.
That's why I mean some of the best knife photographers and stuff, they all have very plain, you know, it's just plain backgrounds, but it's beautifully lit and shot. So that's what you're looking for. So here's my gut reaction is to use the one with the fake background because it's the most dramatic and I think eye-catching. Mm-hmm. We've done one with fur and it didn't, you know, we did the sheep shear knives with that fur. Right. And it didn't. I mean, it could have been the knife. Well, it got okay, actually, for our videos now, but it did okay.
Right.
I mean, the shield is really cool in that. And the first one, it seems a little plain compared to the other two, because the other two are slightly more dramatic with props and with interesting things.
Okay. So we're thinking one of those two for the thumbnail and one of those two for the voting image.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, really, it's up to whatever one you like best for voting image. I think I would go the one without AI, just because it's not about the, it's not about the background.
So you're saying, use the one with the sky for the voting?
I would say either the one with inside.
Or the fur.
I would say the one with the fur or the sky, the first sky for voting, and then leave the third one to maybe being a video
thumbnail.
Yeah, and on that on that left, and there's a lot of room on the left side of that one where I could put some text there.
Right. Cool. Yeah, I'm down with that. I like that. Yeah, that's kind of the way I was leaning toward the one with the shield and the fur for the voting.
And if you zoom in, I think I can lighten it up a little bit, but I think it shows it pretty clearly.
Yeah. Yeah, the AOC etching and the etching with the, I think what they're called, it's called like a spiral or something. That's just that design with the spiral arms, because they're like three, like a three-prong one. I've seen four-prong ones. And then the AOC runes written on the handle and stuff. Yeah, I like that one. I think that'll be good for the voting. And then I also, like you said, I like the one with the AI background for the video thumbnail. I think that'd be cool.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, it is fun. People are like, why are you holding up like, where are you? You know, like Viking Axe Challenge or Viking Challenge, something like that. Yeah.
Or yeah.
Dang.
Yeah. Steal your own, make your own stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Viking. Yeah. Warrior axe or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Make your own Viking axe.
There you go.
Sweet, man. Those are great.
Those three are in the email. They're pretty much done. If you're okay with them, then you can use them. If you want to tweaking at all, like on the one with the shield, there's a lot of vignetting, but it's half of it was just the way the light was.
Yeah.
But if you think it's clear enough,
yeah,
then you can go with that one.
Yeah, I think this looks really good. Like overall, it shows everything well, and you know, you can see the etching fine. You know, like it's just, again, it's kind of that reminder of what you saw. You know, it's like, okay, I'm looking through, this is cool, you know, because I know in the past for myself, even like the few times over the last couple of years where we didn't participate, when I went in to vote, you know, it really was about like seeing those images and then thinking back at the video, or if I hadn't watched all the videos yet, I'm like, oh, that's kind of cool, I want to see how that was made.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's kind of the idea, is that you want to like show what it is but also highlight the cool things about it, and then, you know, so it reminds people what they saw, or it gets people excited about seeing the video. So
that's true. And there is some theatrics in the video because we shot a little thing yesterday.
Oh yeah, a little thing.
A little 35 second short.
Yeah. Yeah, it's super cool. And did you do any edits since you sent me what you had from last night?
A little bit, but barely. Okay. You know, I moved things a couple frames here and there, but it's pretty much that. I changed the color a little bit, but it's all very, very, very close.
The one thing I'll say that I noticed that actually Nicole mentioned as well was like the story. Okay, so the first shot is like me like out of the water a little bit, like, you know, watching.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second shot is Corinne sitting down. God bless you.
Cough.
Okay. And then it comes to like, you know, her throwing the rock. Now I will say that I noticed that like her sitting down shot, it kind of looks like she's like reacting to seeing something. Like, it's almost like she's, like, backing up and sitting down. But then she throws a rock. So you're like, okay, she was just sitting down. But it's, like, almost feels like, you know, she's, like, seeing me and reacting to me. And then she's, like, throwing the rock and chilling. So it's, like, I don't know. It felt a little bit like it was out of order. But, I mean, I think, you know, it's so quick. Like, it's fine. Like, you understand it, you know, like,
right.
Yeah. See that I come up out of the water and stuff.
And here's the thing, right. I liked the shot of you, 'cause that was really just you kind of getting ready. That shot of you looking straight forward and just your eyes peeking out.
Yeah.
But I thought that was such a cool shot. I wanted to work it in. So it didn't work when you were coming out, 'cause you're not moving.
Right. Right.
And we did have another shot of her running down the steps and stuff, but that it was taking too long.
Yeah.
My main thing was I wanted to start out with one of the most interesting shots, which is you in the water.
Yeah, okay.
And then she sits down, and then she throws a rock. But it kind of, I felt that it jumped enough time in between her sitting and her throwing the rock that you kind of go like, oh, it's like, you know, we're jumping a little bit. We're jumping like 10 seconds.
Right.
You know, because you don't see her grab the rock and do this. And it's just she's slowly sitting and then throwing the rock right away.
Right, yeah.
And then, you know, it makes somewhat sense. But
yeah,
I think the main thing is getting to the point where you're coming out of the water. And, teasing it in the beginning like that is I think the best way to do it.
You know,
like, oh, there's someone in the water. What's going to happen? Like,
start
out with that. So it's not just like, there's like a girl dancing around, you know, by the water. Like, what is this? I want it to be like interesting right away with the first shot.
Right.
But I know what you mean. Yeah, like I was trying. I'll shift and stuff.
Yeah, around,
but
that like kinda... I almost feel like it needs to have like just I don't know, like a shot of her like walking along, and then the shot of me, and then the shot of her sitting down, throwing the rock, and then I don't know. You know, I mean, I think it's fine. And of course, it's just like that first 30 seconds. It's just to catch people's attention, like right in the beginning of the video, which is going to be fun. You know, and I like that. You know, you don't really get a great view of the whole axe right off the bat, you know, like it's
it's just
hints at it, but it's the whole thing. Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I did try it,
right? Okay.
I just couldn't really get it to flow, I think.
Yeah,
like it just, and the shots weren't the best.
Right,
the one shot I wanted to use wide of her coming down the steps was nice, but I was out of focus, so I was like, damn, I can't use that one. And then her coming down towards me, it was okay, but it just didn't look great.
Right. Gotcha.
It was a little bit of that. Like, I was, like, picking the best shots and then making them work. Because I think all the shots, those shots are really good. The ones we have.
Yeah. Yeah, so, you're right. Yeah, so we got together yesterday, and I had kind of had this thought, whatever, back before we were finished the ending. I was like, yeah, what if I come up out of the water? Like, because in there's the movie, I forget what it's called. Like, it's called Vikings or Northmen or something, like Northman, with Alexander Skarsgård. He's like the Viking, and there's a real cool like scene at the end where they're like all like it's like fire and like it's like a, I don't know, but there's everyone's like wet and dripping and dirty and like skin, and I just thought that was like a cool look, and I knew that like the slow motion with the water would be cool, so I was like, yeah, what if I come up out of the water, you know?
Yeah,
like, it'd be fun, and I, you know, with like the different Viking stuff that I've been like watching with Last Kingdom and other things, like this is kind of a cool look, you know, with the boats and the, you know, Vikings are all about water, so I was like, that'd be cool, you know, do like a shot coming out of the water. So fortunately it was we had some nice really warm days like in the 80s over the last couple of days, but this one dropped down. Originally I think it was supposed to be in like in the low 60s, but then it was, I think it was about like 68 or something like that, 65 when we were shooting, and the water was probably about that same temperature. So it wasn't like, obviously it feels colder, but I remember at the end when I was kind of standing out on the edge of it and doing a few more shots, like with dipping my hands in the water and, you know, bringing it up and stuff. There was, the water was feeling warmer than the air, you know, 'cause the breeze, I was like, ooh, the water's actually kind of warm, you know, my hands.
Right.
But yeah, so that was fun. So we like, I kind of geared up and painted, you guys will see that on Instagram, but like painted my face and put on some stuff, and so I want to get in the pond and come up out of the water. We've got some cool ponds around our property, which, you know, obviously people who've watched the videos have seen many times in the videos.
Yeah, that corner of that pond is like the best setting. I didn't even think. I was just wondering. You know, I was like, I couldn't figure out how we were gonna shoot. I couldn't exactly picture it. But that corner is so cool because the rocks in the background, a little plat. It looks like a little Viking background. Like
we. It does. You know. Yeah.
It's so cool. So,
yeah.
But overall, I think it was the whole thing turned out really nice.
Yeah.
Like, it's a really nice group of shots, and it's kind of fun. And, like, if you're not sure at the beginning, it's like, yeah, it gets quickly to it. She throws a rock, and then you just appear out of the water, and then she's running. It's like,
that's. Yeah, you get it pretty quick. Yeah. How are you going to, like, so the last shot is her kind of scrambling up the hill.
Mm-hmm.
And then, will it just kind of fade out and then fade into me in the shop?
Mm-hmm.
The intro.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All
right. Cool. Yeah, like it just cuts, dum, 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 pop, pop. You hear some music and then it cuts to black and then fades up and you're, hey, guys, welcome.
Nice. Right on. Cool, man. It was fun. It was fun to like shoot that and just think about like something dramatic. You know, it's always fun. Like, and I think the most fun video, like cinematic stuff we've done have been some of these, maker challenges, you know, the YouTube knife maker challenges. You know, we did some other stuff over the years because I think that's just like a nod.
The bow
to your,
one was fun too.
Yeah, the bow one was fun, bow. And like, and the zombie, you know, the zombie apocalypse spearhead knife, you know, that was fun. We did that. I just think obviously that's like a nod to your background with like, you know, going to film school and, you know, liking that type of stuff as well.
Right, shooting little things.
Making it interesting. No,
I'm really happy with... I was happy with the bow one. I'm really happy with this one. It's just a lot of nice shots. Like, the cameras are so nice.
Yeah.
And slow-mo is awesome. So, like, I think it's such a nice group of shots. And, like, The shop elf, Corinne, she did great. Mm-hmm. Like, her reactions are cool. Like, very, like, she looks scared. And she's, yeah. like, scrambling. And then she, like, falls and kind of scrambles. Like, it's really good. And you,
yeah.
that lens, that 85 that we used on the other camera looks so good. Like, looking over her shoulder, throwing the thing, that was that lens. And then, right. obviously, when you coming up straight at us, that was that lens. It has such a low depth of field. So, I only caught you in focus for, like, a foot, you know?
Nice, yeah.
But that, it, I mean, it looks so good.
Yeah,
that's you coming up out of that water,
and that that shot of the rock hitting the water was really cool. Did you zoom in on it, or was that the whole frame?
I zoomed in. I zoomed in for sure. But it was That was the closest one we got to the middle, and it just so happened that she threw it great over my shoulder.
Yeah,
because you know you see it boom 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 flip. Yeah. Right, Pat. Like it goes in the frame. You have like a cool 1 second of it like spinning through the air.
Yeah. Yeah, it's cool. I just did a hard cut
of that hitting the water, and like the middle of the water starts to come up, and that's when I cut to your head coming up. Like,
nice.
Like,
you know. Yeah.
And then, did some cool, like, just noises and sounds in the background, some rhythmic, like, chum, 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 you know, just that type of stuff. That was fun.
Just like, yeah, that, like, build the adrenaline, like, boom, 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 boom,
tension
boom,
and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. Nah, it turned out. It looks awesome. I you just kept sending me clips. You're like, look at this cool clip. Look at this cool clip. Look at this cool clip. And I was with Grin, so I kept showing her. She's like, it's so cool. She was like, I love the like panic scramble. She's like, that was fun. Like it was fun for her to do that. Oh, you know, yeah. She likes that, like acting that out, because it's like, it works so well, especially on that spot. Cause she was kind of on the slope and with her boots and grass. Like you just try to run fast and you can't, you know, she's right. Like the scrambling is good. So it, like, you know, obviously it's acting, but it's also just the situation, like the physical situation she's in, it like lends itself well to
right. It's like, yeah, try to get up as fast as you can with a cape on, boots, and on a slope. And
yeah, right, exactly. Yeah, right. So yeah, as long as her face looks good, then like the rest of it's going to be natural.
Yeah, yeah. She, like her hair looked good and the cape looked good. Like it was all kind of turning and moving away. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, it just all looks great in slow motion. And then her running up the hill is kind of cool because she's kind of tripping a little bit.
Right.
So it kind of ends right there where you're not sure if she like falls down or not, you know, because you're right behind her.
Yeah, it was cool.
It was just enough to like show off the blade and keep in theme of a Viking thing. Like just an interesting.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to make it too long. That was another thing. Like I kept losing shots. Also, the ones that weren't great looking and ones that weren't. It was too long, you know?
Right, yeah.
So you really, you know, I don't want people to, they're not there for a little, like, movie thing. But if it's interesting enough and short enough, they won't click off, you know?
Right, exactly. Yeah, you kind of, you capture like them right at the beginning.
If it was 2 minutes, they wouldn't hang with it. They don't, unless they know us or know the channel. Right, but if they're just, so you kind of keep it under. Yeah, it's like I said, it's 35 seconds.
Yeah, and it's all beautiful shots, you know, like the slow motion, the dripping, and the...
Right.
Yeah, right, and the face paint and drama, and, the, you know, her running. Like, yeah, it's all really nice-looking stuff, you know, so you're, like, intrigued just by the cinematic element of it, yeah. Yeah, man, those were fun. It was fun to do that, and then, you know, it was funny, I mentioned Nicole later, it was probably 10:30 or something, or 11 o'clock, and... I was like, my body temperature had dropped, you know, so my core temperatures were really low. So I was like really comfortable for the rest of the night. I was like, it's in the house. I was just like so comfortable. My whole body was like cool. My core, cause usually like my core is so hot, you know, like my body's just really hot.
Right.
And then my skin and stuff is usually okay. But like, it's just like, I just generate a ton of heat. So it was like just being in the water and my body temperature is coming down. So like my whole body felt really good and like cool. I was like, this is nice. Yeah. This is what like not hot people feel like all the time.
Right.
Yeah,
there's at work I sit neck well anyway I there's a big computer rack and server rack kind of back behind me, so one of the AC vents kind of shoots down on my back.
Ooh,
and it
nice.
Gets cold, but I actually wear a jacket or a sweater in there, but like it has to be me, I don't mind, like it's a little cold, but I'm usually I wear long pants and like a sweater, and it feels great. Like, you're never get hot in there, you know?
That's great, yeah.
And these little cool people come back, they're like, oh, man, it's freezing. Like, I'm like, well, it's, you know, I just wear one of these jackets. And
that's great, yeah.
Or something, an Orioles hoodie or something, and you're fine.
And you don't get hot. That's the key. Yeah. You know, it's like, I'd be happy to be, like, just a little bit chilly, little cold, rather than be, like, sweaty. You know,
exactly.
Yeah, it's like, because you can always, like, step away from it, and then it's just, you're just cozy, and your body temperature's lower, and, that's nice.
But yeah, go ahead.
I did my, so after, you know, we shot first and then we came back in and, filmed the outro to the video. And, so I washed my face off with all the face paint, but I didn't wash off all the stuff on my shoulders. I just like threw a shirt over top of it and I kind of forgot about it until I went to bed at like 11:30 or 12 or something. And I like went into the bedroom and I like took off my shirt and stuff. I got undressed and then I went back out into the bathroom to go pee. And I like looked at myself in the mirror and I had all the like the markings down my like arms and chest. I was like, oh shoot, I gotta wash that off. So I was like standing in the bathroom, like washing off my
I will say two things. One, in the real tight close up with the 85 millimeter lens and you coming out looking straight, and it's kind of cool. Your eyes were like moving a little bit. It was kind of creepy, like they were shifting, like just the iris was like back and forth.
Oh, cool.
what was I going to say? Oh, the markings on your shoulders had gotten a little lighter.
Right, yeah.
Because that was like your, seventh, eighth dunk.
Yeah, right.
So those kind of look like tattoos.
Ah, nice.
Like it's light enough where it kind of looks like tattoos. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And then other thing, I was definitely right about the things hanging off of you.
Right. Yeah.
Because when you come up and she's scrambling, they're moving. And then when the close up of the axe goes by, like you can see the leather thing in the background and you can see your hammer necklace.
Oh, cool.
Moving.
Yeah, the Mjolnir.
Like, flying backwards. Like, it's like sweet. All those things. I knew we needed something to, like, to move. Like, it's slow motion. You know, you want things to... It's like Kryn's cape. It was great.
Right, yeah. Yeah, in my mind, it was just, like... And I was thinking, like, more, like, dirtier or, like, or, you know, dirt or something, you know. And so, like, as I'm coming up, it would just be all the water, like, pouring off of my body, you know. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, definitely the stuff was good. You know, the bandolier leather strap.
It's more things to hit. And then, except for you apparently losing your...
Oh, the horn cup. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. That's, like, I would say I'd go back and look for it, but, like... Because it gets so deep so quickly there, it's like a really steep drop. Mm-hmm. I'm sure it, like, you know, just from me going in and out. I mean, I probably went in and out of the water four or five times before I realized it was gone. Mm-hmm. You know, so by that point, I'm like walking up, walking down, walking up, walking down. I'm like stepping, I'm moving around, I'm kicking around, I'm going under. Like, I'm sure it's just like it didn't float up, so it's probably just kept rolling down further. So it's probably like 8 feet down under the water there. So I don't know. It's not, you know, it's not a. It wasn't like it cost me, you know, $50 or something. It was like $7 or $8 for that horn cup. So that's something that I can replace. I'll just have to get a full size horn, you know, not one with a flat bottom. A Viking horn.
So that was fun. And then we finished up the video and, you know, the video went well. I'm done editing it.
Nice.
It's cool. I actually... Another thing about watching your videos over and over again is getting a feel for if it's like overcrowded or too much music, which I took out a whole song thing that I recorded for it.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was just playing some guitar and plucking on it. But then, you know, like a minute before there was some music and a minute after there was, or like a couple minutes after, it just was like too much. And that was one of the things I actually chopped it after I had like exported what I thought was a final. And I just, you know, I watched it again and was like, you know, I think we need more just quiet.
Right, yeah.
And start chopping, like, I chopped a few shots and then I chopped that whole song behind it. So now it's just the sound of things happening, which I think is never bad. So
if
you chop the music, it, you know, unless it's like crazy music, but,
right,
you know, but just... It just didn't feel right. It felt too much.
Yeah, sometimes you just need that, like, you're just in the shop.
Yeah.
You know, it's just the sound of what's happening.
Right.
Yeah.
I like to do, like 70-30 quiet music.
Right, yeah.
70% you talking and it being shop noises, and then 30% some music and stuff behind it, little, you know, things.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I agree. And I always kind of feel that way watching other videos where it's like, mm-hmm. yeah, you get to the point where there's a little bit of like a montage-y thing. You know, you're like mm-hmm. watching for a little bit and then you want like a little bit of extra music. Like, dun, 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 dun. You know, you're like kind of mm-hmm. watching along. You understand, like, the music helps to convey that, like, okay, we're going to move forward a little bit. You know, right. yeah. like this is a time where like ding, things happening, blah, 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 blah. Let's watch yeah. along. Okay. And you expect, okay, now when the music's done, we're getting to another spot where we're slowing down again. Like, I think we've come to like understand that type of vignette feel of like the way obviously movies work that way too, you know, and right. you get into that rhythm of like, music helps to move it along a little bit, and then there's quiet and normal sounds, and then there's like some talking, it slows down, and then speeds back up. So, yeah.
Yeah.
But you don't want everything to be like speedy, speedy, speed all the way, you know? So it's like,
yeah, just try and find the balance, chopping some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It is a tight, like 23 minutes, the whole thing.
Dang. All right. Nice.
So okay. So that's including a 35 second.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, it wasn't, you know, like, it wasn't a super complex build, you know. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, we did, you know, it's, you take the axe head, you modify it, you know, draw that out, figure out what you want, modify it, cut it, grind it, shape it, you know. Okay, now we got that, now let's do some like etching on it. Okay.
Yeah,
and then it's like put it on handle, you know.
Yeah, and there were definitely chunks I just didn't include.
Right.
It also, because I was rushed to edit. You know, it was like, I only have this much time. Like,
right. Yeah.
I know I had like a few days to do it, so I.
Right.
It was just trying. Like, yeah, do we need this bit? Like you, I didn't. You know, there's some stuff like you putting a lot of the etching, laser etching took a long right. time. And a yeah, lot of yeah. different, let's try this, mm-hmm. let's try that, let's try this. Mm-hmm. Let's make a template. Let's do the template. I skip the template.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
You know, it's just you going on, you dropping the thing right in there and starting the etch. And then you doing the handle and then, like, continuing on the etch and it being done. Like,
nice.
You talk about what you did to get there, like, with Photoshop. Right. And but it's just, like, just getting to it, not taking yeah. too long on that part, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think there's something to that, you know, like, especially for these videos where, you know, there's going to be a lot of different, there's a bunch of competitors. We're all like doing the same thing. So in that situation, it's like makes sense to edit it down a little bit, you know, just because you're expecting people to watch right. 15 videos and then make an educated guess, you know, an educated vote. Yeah. So like, people don't want to watch 15, you know, 40-minute long videos. Right. You know, it's just too much. So it's like right. you want to get to it. You want to show the fun stuff, you know, show the ending, do the, like, make a little bit more exciting. You know, we can do longer videos for other situations when, you know, it makes sense. You know, a bunch of steps, a bunch of cool stuff, like,
yeah,
you know, epic length, you know.
I mean, it goes through everything, and it's
Yeah.
No, I think, you know, overall, I think it's a good one. So
sweet. Right on, man. That's cool. I'm excited. And, you know, I think there's a lot of really cool videos, a lot of cool build projects. We have a group Discord server for all the competitors, all the YouTube content creators who are making videos. And so we all just, like, kind of chat in there all the time. And it's just a place to, like, it's more about that community building throughout the process of making the video. So mm-hmm. since January, when Dennis sent out the information, like, okay, this is what we're doing, this is the information, like, everybody respond to me to let me know if you're going to compete or not for this one. Mm-hmm. And so since then, so since like the early January, anyone who responded that they were competing, he put into the Discord server for the Viking Challenge. So we're all like on one group chat, which has been fun, you know. So there's like a bunch of cool, you know, a bunch of really good dudes on there, and everyone's just chatting. And then throughout the process, like people were early on saying like, oh, this is like, check it out. Like, this is the steel that I've been working on, or I'm just starting to build my Damascus billet, or, you know, like, or like, hey, I've been working on this thing and it just snapped and I got to start over, you know? So it was like all this stuff. Yeah. And just people have like suggested like, hey, these are like three or four different thumbnails. And I'm thinking, what do you guys think is the best one? Mm-hmm. And then there's comments about, you know, there's also like, you know, just general talk about like, you know, how do we get sponsors or blah, 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 you know? So it's a lot of just like, hey, here's a group of YouTube content creators who are all doing the same thing.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And all hoping to make a living off of this, and so we're all just talking.
You know, five videos in a row over a million, you'll get sponsors.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, that'll do it.
But yeah, no, it's cool. That's what it's all about. And so, but look, if you're listening to this podcast and you're 45 minutes in to listen to Dust and I, go vote for us.
Right, exactly.
Go vote for the Viking Axe. Because really, you don't get that many votes overall. A lot of people watch the videos, you know, combined they get millions of views. But
yeah,
literally,
it's millions of votes.
Literally, it's the votes are, you know, in the hundreds. You know,
right,
so if you have listened this far, just vote for us.
Yeah,
you know, at least get us in a top 10 or whatever, whatever.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Which seems to be where you land every time.
Yeah. Right. We've always kind of like been in the top half, or like right, you know, somewhere from the middle to the top half, which is
fine.
I think
by now we're grandfathered in if we want to compete.
Compete or not. It. Yeah.
Because, you know, we know everybody, and, you know, it's just,
yeah,
we know
that's
we'll see. Well, you know, we'll see him in person. So if he cuts us out, then he has to deal with us, you know. Both of us show him up like,
Yeah, I think, you know, he says, you know, the way that it works is kind of like if you're in the bottom five or something, or the bottom whatever, however many percent, like if there are other people who are waiting to compete who are interested, then Dennis will offer it to those people. You know, and anyone who has competed in the past is always like on the list to possibly compete again, but he tries to offer some more spots to new people each time.
Yeah.
And then the like top five or the top three, I forget what it is, the people who are in that top five, they become like the champion voting in the next round.
Well, judges, which and
like
stuff, yeah.
Yeah, the judges, right? So it's like it's those whatever top however many judges, they compete, but they also judge on the videos. So they have like kind of a weighted judging on the videos as opposed to the people who are watching the videos, the viewers. So, you know, I almost kind of like, I prefer not to be in that group because I don't want to have to be like, I don't know. Like, I think it'd be fine if people vote us in there. The stress of trying to do something even crazier is like, that's not why I wanted to make YouTube videos in the first place, you know, to like have the stress of competing, you know, it's like, that's not it. It's just, I want to do fun things that I think are cool that I like doing, but I also think other people might enjoy doing.
Yeah.
You know, so that's why I was trying to lean back into that, you know, for each thing.
For sure. No, it's it's cool. So go check it out. I think that our video is good. Dustin's axe is badass.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, it's all good. Yeah,
it worked.
You can at least see the short in the beginning. See what you think. See if the story works for you. If you can.
Yeah, right.
If not, so they're just a bunch of pretty slow motion shots.
So. Yeah, you can never beat that. Slow motion's fun. Just
Dustin coming out, no shirt, and then the grin scrambling, and then her running off. You know, a little bit of the axe, just the top of the axe moving by. You know, for that shot, I thought of Lord of the Rings when they go by with the swords. I think that in the Prancing Pony.
Yeah, exactly. Right. When they get, all, yeah, they walk by, they go and it's by like,
and you get the full like, close up of the swords.
What's his name? Like Bob, the barkeeper, whatever. Yeah. He's like crouching, and you see the swords going by. Yeah.
That's what I was thinking of.
Yeah, that's cool.
And the rest like of that. Them, I mean, you know, slow motion come out of the waters. Just that.
Yeah. I was.
Real quick, okay. There was the shot. Our dad was the second camera, so we bought, right. We have two of the same cameras, and he has a longer lens. Mm-hmm. And he was shooting from above, and it was okay. One was out of focus, and I blame his old eyes and his old school. Like, he doesn't use those cameras. You know what I mean? He's always kind of
right.
Like,
yeah.
Like, but then he did a shot without me asking, which was better than most of the shots anyway. Like, it's a really nice framed up shot over Corinne's shoulder when she throws the rock.
Right.
Which,
yeah.
Funny enough, I did had no shots of her throwing a rock. Which was
shots of throwing a rock, but not like toward the water.
No,
maybe?
I had a shot of her looking kind of and then throwing something.
Yeah.
But right. It was like close up, and the shot just wasn't good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it just wasn't working. I was like, it doesn't look great.
All right.
I was like, oh no, I don't have anything usable. And then there was like four files, like, and I looked, I was like, oh, what a nice, like, really, it was looking down on her, kind of over shoulder with a little bit room to the right. I was like, this is great. And the funny thing is, she doesn't throw the rock because he was shooting as I was like 3 feet ahead of her. In front of her.
Right.
So I was shooting that shot as well. I was like, hey, just pretend you're throwing the rock because I can't see your hand.
Right. You don't actually have to throw it every time. Yeah.
So she, if you look in the video, she's holding it. She like does the movement, and then you can see it in her palm when she swings her hand down. It's not gone. But I didn't even notice when I first edited it. And then I just watched it. I was like, oh,
that's great.
She still has the rock in her hand, but.
Easter egg. Mm-hmm. That's great. I was doing after school. I have the Ace Club on Thursdays, which today is Thursday. Recording Thursday to come out on Friday. Ace Club is a club that we have architecture, construction, and engineering mentors who come and work with our students to design a project each year. So we were all in our computer lab and next to my room and doing like some digital modeling stuff. And Victor, who's actually one of my sophomores, he goes, Mr. O'Hara. I'm like, yeah. He's like, how did David get this picture? And he holds up his phone. It's a picture of me with the face paint on. Like, I was like, laugh. Nice. So like one of my other students had, you know, got the picture off of Instagram and then sent it to Victor. And Victor was like, how did he get this picture of you? I was like, oh, it's because I just posted it to Instagram yesterday on my Art of Craftsmanship page. And he was like laughing about it. But that was funny. They're like, what in the world? What are you doing?
Should have shown him the video.
Yeah, I know. I thought, we were all like, he was working at the time, you know, he's doing stuff. So I had that thought. I was like, I could check the video. But,
do you want to see?
Yeah.
I think maybe I wouldn't mind putting that out Friday or tomorrow.
Right.
I think we did that with the other.
Right.
With the bow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Just like the cinematic as the teaser for the video. I could do that. Like, do you want to do it as like, I get just on Instagram?
Yeah, sure. Okay. Or maybe a short for YouTube or something. I can see.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll right, check it out tomorrow.
All right, nice.
But yeah, I meant mainly, for Instagram, you can put it on.
Yeah, cool. I'll do that. I think, because you sent me the whole thing, or at least it's on, Messenger. I should be able to
I could send you what it is now.
Okay. Yeah.
Because I'm going to upload the video tonight.
You
have the pictures if you want to use one of those for the voting.
Okay.
And then I will finish the thumbnail. So the video will be up in the morning. So you can.
Okay, cool. So I can do the description and everything, and then I'll send that over to Dennis.
Yeah.
The link. Yeah, I'll make it whatever. I'll make it unlisted or something, whatever it is, private, and then send in the link.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Sweet. Yeah, it's cool. I'm excited. It's a fun video, and you know, there's always that like adrenaline rush when you post a video. You're like, all right, here we go. See what it does. You know? So, you know,
it'll be fun. I'm always relieved and just happy it's done.
Yeah. Right.
There's so much work that goes into it for, you know, you and me both. Mm-hmm. It's just a lot. Mm-hmm. I was like, ah, it's this big chunk of thing, these like 5 days.
Right, yeah.
And then like another 5 days, 6-7 days of the editing, and like, it's like it's a lot of work. It's a it's always over a month. So it's a month of me working on something. And then it's like, but yeah, I do love that. The great thing is that it's a great thing about making videos. You have something there that, yeah, this is what we did. And like, I mean, that's the whole reason is to put something out there.
It's but it's great to, of,
it's to have something sitting there like, oh yeah, anyone can see it. It's
right.
We recorded all of it.
Yeah.
Every bit. It's all there. So.
Yeah. No, it's cool. It's, yeah, no, it's fun. I was actually just, Nicole sent me a picture today. I was at work and she sent me a picture. She said, I have an idea. And it's a drawing of a little like gazebo flower, you know, kind of patio area right next to the smithy. So like if you're looking at the smithy from the outside to the right, you know, like the rest of the house. So she has this idea to put up another thing there and then do some like concrete pavers for like half of it, but leave half of it, just the plants and stuff. And then do some, like not a full roof, but like those, you know, like vertical slats or something to kind of create some type of shade and then have it so she can do like, like hanging planter boxes, planter things like the topsy-turvy things or whatever. And so that's kind of cool. So that might end up being another video we like build out there. But, you know, it's always fun. Like it's, I was, I've been thinking, you know, you and I have been talking about what do we want to do, like how do we want to push a little bit more, you know, and make some more videos, do some different stuff, just like work other things that we, you know, things that I do and you do into like more videos. And, you know, I'm just trying to think like I have a whole sketchbook full of ideas. Some of them that like have come and gone in my mind, you know, and things that like we could still do, but you know, I'm like not as excited about it anymore. So I'm always like trying to think of stuff, you know, but like, and I feel like there's never a lack of ideas. There's always something else to do, you know, but we're just trying to mix up
time,
Well, and trying to mix up what we do. Right. Cause I have like a bunch of axe videos that we could do. I always have different things I want to do for axes. Yeah. But we don't want to do like, you know, a bunch of axe videos all in a row, you know? So it's like, okay, we also don't want to do a bunch of knife photos in a row. We don't want to do a bunch of, you know, woodworking videos in a row. So we like restoration videos in a row. So we try to mix it up. So it's always like, okay, well I have this list of things, but what makes sense for the next thing? Like,
well, what we are going to do is we could tell a little, well, yeah, we can tell all about it. New camera, there's this I think the pocket DJI Pocket 3. It's this really great camera. With a you know, head and a gyroscope, and it keeps it all steady, but it's really a beautiful shot. Like the last 6 months, a lot of different YouTubers have been using it for like vlogs and travel videos, and it looks awesome. Like it is so good. Like just beautiful footage. So we were thinking, and one of the things is Dustin when he's out and about, because every, almost every time I come into the shop, first thing is laying on the table there is like six things that he found and they tell me about. It's the same thing like when we started the channel.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, this, all you talking to me about all this stuff is what we should record as well. Right, just like when before the channel was you building, making stuff and then showing me when we, you know, met up.
Right.
Yeah. Like, oh, this is this, and I did that, and I did that. It's like, yeah, this is content. So same thing. Right, every time I come in, you found four axes and this and that. And, oh, and I found this, and I dug this thing out, and I went to this guy's place, and like, that's all, that's like, that's interesting. Like, it's like vloggy style, but it's like,
yeah,
it's also searching for treasure kind of videos, you know?
Right. Like that. Yeah. And I think people understand that from just from our videos. It's like, cause I'm always saying like, oh, I got this thing at this, you know, and let's do this. Or there's always like a little story of like where I got the piece, you know, or where I got this thing that we're going to restore or this thing I'm going to put a new handle on or whatever, you know? So like, that stuff that like where it comes from, the vlog style stuff works, I think, well with our channel because it's just part of that. Like it's all the journey getting to the making stuff. It's the journey back to the shop, you know? And I think that would be cool. Like, showing more of that journey of like what things happened to get back to the shop and you know what. Yeah, so yeah, I think that's cool.
Right. I've watched a bunch of videos and just walking tour videos and people looking through stuff videos, and like it's all that combined. Like if you find a really cool antique place or tool place or flea market,
right,
like let's capture that, like and all it is you walking around, like but it's I love those videos, and they're so it's just you walking, so it's half like ASMR, someone walking around at an interesting place.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that. Oh, that's kind of cool. Is that Pyrex? That's interesting. Oh, a bunch of old records. Oh, here we go. Here's some tools.
Yeah.
Got them. Right, yeah. Oh, that, no, that's too expensive. That's way overpriced.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, junky like, bin. Here's a junk bin. Like, yeah, you know, and then you dig stuff
right,
out.
Right, exactly. Like, anything in this, like, rusty, you know, pile of rusty stuff. And I'm always, like, looking for just, like, I'm looking for interesting stuff often. Mm-hmm. You know, just, like, obviously, I'm always drawn into the tool section because that's, like, what I want to use. But I'm also, like, you know, maybe I'm always just looking in all the stuff for, like, a cool, like, a, you know, I don't know. Like a cool tie pin or something, you know, like right. just like, so I'm interested in like a lot of the stuff or some old cool like tin of something or, but yeah, no, that would be fun, you know, cause then like I will capture when, I find the cool stuff, you know?
Yeah, right.
So that's like, oh wait, what's that? You know, I see this wooden handle back here. Oh, is this an axe?
Mm-hmm.
You pull it up. Oh no, it's a brush axe. Dang. You know, we're like, oh wait, it is an axe. Oh look, it's a double bit. Oh, it's a Kelly Perfect, you know, like,
mm-hmm.
So like that's cool. Like I think, and like you said, that's that like vlog style, that like drama of just walking around, and not drama, but you know, the like the building of like walking around, see what's here. When you find something, then it could be cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that'd be fun. So today, this afternoon, I was got home from work, and I was going on, and I pulled up the link that you sent me for the camera, and I was like, went in and did a PayPal and stuff, and I was like, literally about to hit the like buy now button, like okay, let's go ahead and purchase it. Mm. So I was like, well, let me just double check my bank account real quick, just in case, you know, like because we just like did our taxes, so we were like expecting money back from taxes, and I had like we had a decent amount of money in our checking account.
Right.
So I go in and it's significantly less than I thought it would be. I was like, crap. And like, so I looked down through my like the like checking, and my landlady just deposited two checks, which were actually 3 months worth of rent.
Oh,
so it's like, it's like over $5,000. It was like, dang. What was in our bank account was like gone. I was like, crap. I was like, okay, well, I guess I'll have to wait a couple more days. And I send a call. I was like, are we like, because I didn't see, like, we have not received our taxes back yet, you know? So that's like, we're expecting it any day now, but it hasn't come back yet. So we're like,
damn, that's messed up that she does it.
I know.
All at once. That's a lot of, yeah.
Well, she's like 98. You know, it's like, yeah, I know. And we're not the best about like sending them all in time. That's why it's like 3 months, you know, two checks. Cause one of the checks was 2 months worth of rent. And so like it adds up, you know, quick, but, yeah, it's like, man. And we like knew, we kind of keep track of when she like deposits stuff, but it's like, okay, it should be fine. I was like expecting to have a couple extra grand in there from the taxes and stuff, which aren't there yet. So they should be here any day. And Nicole gets paid, or I get paid next week, you know, so like, well, I think the only difference is the discount, you know, like.
Yeah, I mean, maybe I'll just send over the whatever rest of it. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, like I said, right, the only difference is that, like, that discount code, like, if I don't do it in a certain amount of time, we won't get that code, right?
Yeah.
It's like the free shipping. That. So it's like maybe 40 or 50 bucks, but. But we'll get it, you know. I'll get it as soon as I get a little bit of cushion.
Yeah.
I was like, oh crap. I was like, let me just double check, and sure enough, it's like just not enough. You know, like not as much as I thought we should have in there. So
right.
That's it, man. Such is life. But no, I'm excited. That'd be cool. Yeah, so the funny thing, right? So we and I have been talking about this camera, and I think it's like a great idea. I like the idea of having that, you know, the vlog style camera and stuff, and the different things, like it has the like the with the facial tracking and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
And so we decided to get it. So you were suggesting like, hey, why don't we check on what we have for Patreon, what we have for from Teespring, right, from our merchandise. So we kind of look in there, and you know, it's been a couple months or whatever since we pulled any of that money out. So we like go to pull it out, or I look at the things together, and it's like, what, it's like $20, exactly $20 more than what we need to pay for the camera. So it's like, right. Like perfect. Right. And then you mentioned, you're like, yeah, we also need to buy like a mini, you know,
SD card,
which is going to be about $20. I was like, that's exactly it. That's like perfect. It's like exactly the right price we need. So I was like,
right.
Serendipitous that the patrons and the people who are supporting us on like Teespring, buying our gear and stuff, have like literally given us exactly the right amount of money to pay for the new thing that we want to make cool content for them.
Yeah.
Like that's like perfect. That's what we hope for. You know, that's why like, you know, whatever that was years ago when your friend Guy was like, you know, you might as well make a Patreon page because people want to give somebody money. And if you don't have a way for them to give you money,
right,
then they're going to give it to someone else, right? Right. They want to help support makers and stuff. They want to help support people.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, so that was cool. Like, it's cool that, like, we were able to pull that money out over the last few years,
yeah,
and pay for camera, right, and pay for gear, and pay
it's
for
something, you know, something we don't think about,
right?
Because it doesn't make that much money, but it does make enough that it builds up over time. Where when things come up, we have been able to spend something that something that's a little bit too expensive to just do,
right?
Like something just out of pocket, close to $1,000. You're like, well,
right?
Do we really need it? Like, what are we doing here? Do we?
Exactly.
Can I do this? Like, the kids need this. There's daycare and stuff. Like,
right. Yeah.
But then you go like, oh wait, we sold whatever, some shirts, and we all our patrons, thank goodness, you know, give some money every month. But it's just enough to cover those things that would normally make you go like, I don't think so. We probably can't swing that. But no, it'd be cool. We'll get it, you know, whatever, in the next few weeks or a month, and then I'll send Dustin with it, and he'll get some stuff. I might go out a few times and see what I can find. I mean, I think it'd be interesting for me to go look for some stuff and then find tool stuff and then bring it to Dustin, like, on camera.
Oh, nice, yeah.
Like, hey, I got this. Is this, what is this?
Right.
I'm like, I'll pick it up when I'm out.
That's kind of cool.
You know, I'll go shoot something. I'll be like, all right, let's go back and see if any of this junk's worth anything. And then go to Dustin and let him
go like, no,
but yeah, that's fine, treasure. But it's, you know, that's normal. You paid how much for it? And I'm like, I don't know. It was like $10. You're like, ooh, all right.
That's fun. That'd
and be, then, if it, be cool. Then if it's cool, then, you know, Dustin will hang some stuff or whatever, and then, you know, we'll sell them on the Etsy Art of Craftsmanship Outpost thing.
Yeah, yeah, right.
And then so, or you could actually sell some stuff, which you always say you would, but you never do. Like, I got these things. I'm like, it's a great deal. I could sell them, but you always just collect them.
Well, the axes. That's the axes. Like, the axes are the thing. That's what I collect because I love them. You know, so, like, I don't really want it. Now, like, if I find a good deal on something I have, like, multiples of, right, I might get it and then, like, give it away or have sold, like, a handful of things. But
this is... So this is motivation for selling things, because then you go, hey, we got it, and I sold it for this. Bought it for 10 bucks, I put a handle on it, and I sold it for 100.
Or I
bought this axe, I thought it was cheap, it was 10 bucks, I sold one, whatever, for 20 bucks. Like, it's just to have something to talk about.
That's cool. Yeah. No, I agree, and I think, like, cool, like, hammers and stuff are always good. I think that a lot of people want cool hammers, you know, like forging hammers, you know, cross peens, straight peens, things like that. There's a lot of interest in that just because of, like, the hobby of blacksmithing and stuff. People are down for that.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, I have a bunch of hammerheads that I need to rehang, and that's, like, something. Again, that's, like, one of those things that's just, like, a relatively easy restoration, but can be really cool, you know, if you find the right one and you put, like, a nice custom handle on it and you know hang it well, it can be something that, you know, is kind of cool. So
and I'll say I like the idea of having excuses to go do more things. Like, oh, it's this big flea market, it's this big thing, but it's like 2 hours, but if we're like, hey, let's go, you and me, Yeah. Like, let's go drive out there. This place is supposed to be awesome. We'll shoot the thing. Yeah, like, right. I'll let you go ahead with the camera, and I'll just walk around too, you know, and we'll, like, find stuff together. Or you'll go out. And it's just something, you know, another reason, another excuse to get out there and shoot stuff and be go see new things and just be outside.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah. And like you said, I mean, I think there is definitely an interest on that type of thing. Mm-hmm. Like, people love watching that. Like, American Pickers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's, like, people love that because it's the hunt. It's like, oh, what's this? What's this? I'm digging down. I got a little flashlight in the back, you know, like.
Right. Yeah, it's I love that show.
Yeah, me too.
When is, I was thinking, when is Chris Cash's thing? I see he's got a little open shop thing where he's selling a bunch of stuff.
Oh, does he? I didn't see him post about that.
Yeah, no, he's got, it's like next month.
Okay.
He's like, he's got his 100, like, tool. I got 100 hammers, you know, 20, 40 anvils. I got this and that.
Oh.
Come on by. Like, that could be one of our first little videos.
Just walk around Chris's
place and grab, because he's got everything collected there. That's what he does.
Right.
He already collects his stuff. So you go there and look around and then, you know, walk up to him, start haggling with him, put the camera on his face. He'll be fine. He'll be funny.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Chris. What will you want? What you got? I don't know. But he always gives great deals anyway. So, you know, you're getting... Chris is good with... he's not going to screw you on price.
Oh, here we go. May 4th. See something there you go. Can't let me... Okay. May 4th. If you see something you can't wait for, let me know. 390 pairs of tongs.
See, yeah.
98 Hardy tools. Yeah, I've seen the post that you said. Yeah, we love Chris. He's such a fun dude. You know, we had him on the podcast, and it's always fun to go visit him. That would be fun too. You know, and he'd be like, "What are you guys doing? Are you shooting a video now?" Like, walking around shooting stuff.
Yeah, man, we are not coming here.
This is my
free
video. Yeah, right.
We're not, exactly. We're not coming here for fun to see people.
Yeah, nice. That'd be cool.
So yeah, maybe that could be one of our first ones if we get in time. That'd be cool, huh?
Yeah, I also have that that axe that I bought from Chris. That's his one that he forged. So I definitely got to do a video on that.
Heck yeah! How much did you pay for that?
40, I think. 40. Yeah,
because I saw when we went to Chris's place, we were just looking around. He was selling like whatever, you know, but it's all mixed in with his actual stuff.
Yeah.
And he had a pallet of some axes, but turns out those were just like their fun throwing axes.
Yeah, right.
They would chuck. But it had one with his logo on it.
Yeah, one that he had forged.
Yeah, and it was, I mean, it was a little rough, but it was cool looking.
Yeah.
I was like, hey, what about this, Dust? You should ask about this. You're like, eh. I'm like, well, how often do you get, like, you know, if you can find a custom axe right, by a maker.
Yeah,
that looks cool. Like, you might as well try to buy it because that is one of a kind.
Right.
Maybe not one of a kind, but.
Well, I mean, it is one of a kind, right? Because it is like one that he forged. Like, as you have like someone who's a, you know, independent blacksmith who's making things, you know, it's like, it's a one of one. And it ended up being a one of a kind too, because it was like his first one that he ever forged or something. You know, he's like, oh yeah. He was like, he forged it and it was like so kind of rough and bulky and he put just like a super thick handle on it because, you know, he's like, his both like Matt and Ilya are like, you know, they're putting like really nice, like sculpted handles and stuff and skinnier things. And he's like, put this big log on here and jammed it in. It never breaks. Yeah, right.
No, it's great. So it's something like, and yeah, $40. That's a, you know, it's nothing.
Yeah, right. And it's funny because he joked too. He was like, he's like, yeah, in like 10, you know, whatever years down the line, this thing will be worth like hundreds of dollars. So I was like, well, it's not worth hundreds of dollars now. I was like, right. He was like, I don't know. He's like, $40. I was like, all right, that sounds good. I like it. So, yeah, and for like you said, no, I think I don't know what it was like. Maybe because I'm so used to like. See, like buying axes and stuff, and so I'm like, I'm looking for things that I like the look of that are more traditional or something. I don't know what it was, but I was like, yeah, it's cool. It was like, it's a super cool axe head. It was just, I don't know. It was just, I wasn't looking for that. I wasn't like in the axe mindset or something. So I was like, you know, like I have a lot of axes, but yeah, you were right. You were 100% right. Like, but this is a Mount Phillip Metalworks axe, you know, it's got like his stamp on the side. Like it's his axe. Like,
you don't probably have any axes that were actually
Yeah. No, I don't have any
by
forged.
Hand by one
yeah,
person.
Right. Mm-mm.
So yeah. That is like the only one in your collection.
Right.
That
yeah.
you really wouldn't sell, or you'd, you know, it'd yeah, be expensive right, now.
Yeah.
Now it's like you want this. This is like a special axe.
Exactly. Yeah. I always say that. Yeah, people who are like talk about artwork, you know, it's like, yeah, if you buy a painting from somebody, you're not going to like sell it for the same price you bought it, because mm-hmm. now it's worth way more than mm-hmm. you, more, way more than what you paid for it. You know, it's mm-hmm. like, because it's important to you. You paid amount to have it in your collection. Yeah. So it's like, if I were to sell that, it would have to be a really good price, you know, because now that's like, that's one of those ones that I probably wouldn't ever sell, you know.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, go. So that'd be fun. Yeah, that's a good idea. We should do that. And yeah, it gives us, like you said, it gives us the reason to go out and do some stuff. And there's some cool, like, you know, big, like, you know, once a year flea markets and, like,
right.
some very, like, special markets that happen occasionally that, you
yeah.
know, people go to. So that'd be fun to look up, like, what's happening around in Pennsylvania, Virginia,
right.
Maryland.
Within
you know.
Within a few hours, like, we'll take a drive for a day and
yeah.
Go do shoot, a cool go, yeah. It's just you know, shoot a video. It's done. We
yeah.
go do the thing, have fun, and the video is done. Good old
right
vlogging.
Yeah, yeah. You gotta love the vlog style.
Oh, so nice. You could have a 30-minute video done in one day. Oh my gosh, I wouldn't.
And all the shots are like already in order. You know, you just have to edit out what you don't want.
Just chop some stuff out, but leave a good bit of it in. And oh, it's great.
You're like, I love it.
I know.
Nice. All right. Well, we gotta wrap it up.
Wrap it up.
Cool. You have a recommendation this week?
Looking. Not really. You know, I'll say something I saw that was, I mean, amazing. Which all their stuff is amazing. Boston Dynamics now has new robot. Like, the one that could do parkour and flip and throw stuff was called Atlas, mm-hmm. but it had hydraulic fluid and stuff, you know? But they just made their first fully electric robot. And just search up, look in Boston Dynamics, or it's called mm-hmm. All New Atlas. And he, like, gets up weird. Like, he's laying. It looks like the robot's dead, and he stands straight up. Like kind of backwards and spins his head around and spins his body around. It looks really, it's like there's a bunch of comments like, oh, why don't you show the freakiest way for this like thing to come to life?
It's like, you know, right. The Exorcist, like the chick walking up on the ceiling, like crab like walking.
It might have like crab walked and spun its head around like, but it's really, nice. But it's amazing. And it like walks off like it's going to be great. 10 years, hopefully. Well, the rich people will have it. See, that's the thing. They always get the stuff. They don't need it as much. They can already get someone to do their laundry and clean the house.
Right. Us yeah, poors. Right. It's going to have AI. It's going to be killing everybody.
We need the robots. But, check the video. It's really cool.
Nice. Right on. Cool. Well, my recommendation this week is actually going to be all of the channels of the YouTube Knife Maker Challenge Viking
good
Edition.
One. Good one. I should have done
so
that.
So let me... I'm going to read these out. So there are 15 competitors, including ourselves, so 14 more. So we have B-Cone.
You can do them all in one breath.
No. Gotta give him some love. B-Cone Knives. So Brian Cone. We've had him on, or we've been on his podcast. He's on the Work For It podcast. Dies Never Film. Honor Kaglar. He's on the Toby Fire and Steel podcast.
Here you go, Dust. You're going to start naming.
Give everybody.
I know you're going to give every, but you're going to forget two people. And
that's
they're going
right,
to hear it and feel bad. You'd be like, there's
they'll be fine. I don't know who this is. I don't know
who this guy's not important to me.
All right, Green Beetle. We all love Green Beetle. It's funny. One of the great things I love about Green Beetle is his commentary on his videos. It's always like this super dry humor. And then like one of the first videos that we all did together that he participated in the challenge, I forget, it was like one of the earlier ones. He like didn't talk at all. I was like, what are you doing? Like, that's the best part about your channel. Oh, we got Lepic Knives, Nord Artisan. I think
Ozempic.
Lepic, L-E-P-I-C. Lepic Knives, Nord Artisan, Redbeard Ops. That's James Keaton. We've had him on the podcast. Mm-hmm. We have Blackbeard Projects, Faraway Forge. I forget his first name is Keaton. It's funny because like we have James Keaton from Redbeard Ops, and then Keaton of Faraway Forge. So it's like they get kind of mixed up sometimes in the Discord chatting. Harpia Knives. I think that was the one that I didn't know the logo for. Harpia Knives. Mystic Mountain Forge. He does some really cool stuff. He's posted and commented on a bunch of our videos. PJT Forge. I think that's, I can't remember his name. That Works, which is Matt Stagmer and Ilya. Chris Cash's buddies. That Works.
Which we might have a video tour soon of.
Yeah.
His shop will peek in.
And then we have Eric from the Rivers Experience. Mm-hmm. And then finally, the kind of captain of the ship is Dennis Tyrell from Tyrell Knifeworks. So
Denny T.
There you go. Yeah. Beacon Knives, Dies in Every Film, Green Beetle, Lepic Knives, Nord Artisan, Redbeard Ops, Blackbeard Projects, Faraway Forge, Harpia Knives, Mystic Mountain Forge, PJT Forging, That Works, The Rivers Experience, and Tyrell Knifeworks. I will not put all of those into the show notes, but they will be in the video. All of the links to all of the videos, all the competitors will be in the description of our video, mm-hmm. as well as right at the top will be the voting link for all of the channels. So it's a kind of Google form with everyone's pictures on it. You just go through and you choose the one that's your favorite one. So
and we've had ours. Dennis on couple times to announce winners, but we probably will never have them on again since they've got their own podcast.
They do have their own podcast, yep.
So they don't need us.
That's Dennis and Jared from Echo Blades, I think. Yeah, Echo Blades. We met those good dudes at Maker Camp. Yeah. So, right on. Well, you know, we'll see. Yeah, no, that's funny. I didn't even think about that.
He's got his own.
They don't need to do a podcast announcement. Yeah, that's where you're like, we're always here for you.
It's fun. I like doing this.
Yeah, those are cool. Awesome. Right on. Well, that's cool. So make sure you guys check out all the videos. Give everybody some love. We all put a ton of time and effort and like thought into what we're making. I mean, I think all content creators do, but like, this group is a bunch of people who are really like just trying to make cool stuff to put out there for people to see. And we love getting love back for that, so all the comments you can do, all the thumbs up, all the, just anything you can do to help out the videos and to show the love, we really, really appreciate.
We really need our video to be the one that goes viral this time.
Yeah, right, exactly.
There's always one that gets hundreds of thousands, if not millions of views.
Everyone else's are just like,
and then there's a bunch of people with thousands, and then some of the guys get a couple hundred thousands, and then there's some Italian, just tears it up. Or somebody.
Yeah, right. Leonardo?
God bless him. It's like someone gets like Goretto. Someone ascends next to all of us. It's like a beam, and we're like, oh, take us with you. He's like, goodbye.
And they're sorry. And the next challenge comes around, they're not there anymore. They're like, see ya.
See ya. Kate kicked us off. We're hanging on their leg.
Yeah, right. Please bring us with you. Shout us out again.
No. We're different now. Goodbye.
Cool. All right. Yeah, check everybody out. Give them some love. Vote on your favorite. Come back. Vote on ours. Because, Yeah. If you made it this far.
Just vote on ours. Yeah, if you're here, an hour and 20 minutes, my gosh. I don't know.
However many, a couple hundred people are listening, we appreciate you every week. It's awesome. All right, guys. Thank you all for hanging out with us. Make sure you check out the video on YouTube. Check out our other videos. We have some cool stuff over there. I'm sure you know about it. Let us know what you think in the comments. Let us know, make sure you give us that thumbs up to let us know, that you love what you see. That actually really does help. I think like people liking helps with the algorithm.
Maybe.
And, who knows? Yeah.
Give it a shot.
And, it can't hurt. Right. And head over to Instagram. I am going to post that video tomorrow as a reel on Instagram. So we will see that cinematic. So if you're listening, today is you're listening on Friday the 19th, you can actually get a day early shot of that by checking out the Instagram post of that video. And you can follow us there at The Art of Craftsmanship and The Art of Camera Guy.
Let us know if you're confused about the story.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Where's this thing going?
Yeah, let us know that you listen to the podcast and then you you know, you're confused about the story. I love
Dustin and Nicole were right. This makes no sense. This is gibberish.
Gibberish. I really love the comments that allude back to the podcasts. Because often there'll be a comment that'll be like, who was it? Florida Man Forge, Justin Miller, who's one of our patrons. He actually he had a picture of himself with like a gash above his eye, like not a big gash, but like a scratch on his eye. And I forget what he did. He did something in the shop. And so I commented on it. I was like, I put like a, you know, the like teeth grinning face or something. I forget what it was, but I put a comment on his post and he commented back. He was like, yeah, it's no, you know, it's not as bad as like a, you know, I didn't need, or he said something like, oh, I didn't need 11 stitches, but it was still kind of rough, you know? So he listened to the podcast about me talking about the 11 stitches in my leg. I love those little, like those things. So if you listen to the podcast and you comment somewhere, like just throw a little like Easter egg in there to let us know you listen.
It's no brain bleed, but
yeah, right, exactly. So thank you, Justin, for listening.
I was really not tempted, but I was thinking in my head, like when I went into work for the first day, because everyone knew, because I also work with my dad, so he came in and explains to people why I'm not there.
Yeah,
because I'm always there. So I got a, you know, bunch of texts of people. It was really nice checking up on me. But like, I wanted to Willy Wonka my way into work for the entrance. They're like, yeah. Oh my gosh, coming in the cane. Look at him, just slowly limping. You know, droop my one side of my face, and then flip. You're gonna
fall and flip. Yeah.
I'm all right.
Yeah, that's a great entrance. Be fun.
Maybe I'll do a maker camp or something. People,
yeah, get, right, exactly. Devin, where you been? You were out for a year.
I'll just limp around the whole first day and be like, well, how you doing?
A whole day.
It's not. Yeah, that's the
second
long
day. You're like, I'm good. Hey, I was just kidding. Just kidding.
They're like, that's really dark, you're and mean. Really, that's
playing the long game.
Why would you do that? That's sick. Sick bastard.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, does anyone have any free beer for me?
Yeah, exactly.
Can I get a free drink?
Somebody get a drink. This guy.
Poor bastard. He can't even. Look, he's drooling.
He's drooling. You got to fill that drool spot with alcohol.
So someone wipe my face. I wiped his face all last night. That was pretty nice. He let me do it.
He played it up, and now he's happy today. He's fine.
Yeah, you have to help me. Like, help me around.
Yeah, right.
Come on, brother. Come on. It's all right.
Oh, the drama that would build. That'd be great.
He's got to go. He's got to go to the bathroom. We'll be back. He can't feel his butthole anymore. So he wipes. He doesn't know where to wipe. It doesn't work.
That's what happened. That's what he lost. He lost the feeling of his butthole.
My anus is numb.
Oh man, you're getting crazy at the end. All right, everybody, head over to patreon.com/outofcraftsmanship to support us for more of this type of conversation, which we all love. Yeah, and for those people over there that do support us, just like Justin Miller from Florida Man Forge, we appreciate all of that support. It really makes a difference, and it's going to get us a cool new camera as soon as that money comes in, right? Because that's the other thing. I exported, but it hasn't actually dropped in my account yet. So like, well, I can't. It's not like the money's there for me to spend because it's not actually there yet. But
right.
Well, we'll get it. Yeah, so that'd be cool. And then when you see the cool videos of the vlog type style stuff and, you know, see that handheld camera, you know,
everyone's like, oh, you don't, what are these? Do your other videos.
Yeah, right. We really like your shop stuff.
Look, we'll be just as slow putting out the shop stuff as we were before. Don't worry.
Don't worry.
I promise you every 2 to 3 months we'll have a video for you just like before.
And then we'll just fill it in with other fun random stuff that's easy to edit.
Yeah, please. We need some help there.
All right, guys. On that note, we'll finish it up. All right, everybody. Thank you all so much for listening. Make sure you check out these everyone's videos for the YouTube Nightmare Challenge Viking Edition. And we will talk to you next time.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.